they will be critical in this. They've got great apprenticeship programs, training programs in every discipline of construction, and they are an absolutely critical partner in all of this. It will take all hands on deck to rebuild our community within a five-year period, or even in some cases, we fear up to a decade. So everybody's going to have a role in this, including the important player, the unions.
In a follow-up, Woods said that only about 15% of local construction jobs were currently going to union members in the North Bay. Robert Eiler, professor of economics and dean of the School of Extended and International Education at Sonoma State, answered a question about how many workers in total might be needed for reconstruction locally, including union workers, undocumented workers, and others.
We don't know, in fact, what the composition of the labor force is going to be to get this done. The rough estimates are that for about every $1 billion worth of reconstruction, there'll be a demand just north of 5,500 workers. So if you use that as an algorithm to estimate the number of workers who will be engaged, that's one rough way of doing it. The larger issue is how many billions are there going to be per year? Because let's say there's $1 billion of reconstruction per annum, you would have about 5,500 workers on the job per annum for the number of years it took to get to the full stage of rebuilding.
A voice we didn't hear yesterday belongs to Tim Leach, chair of the Rebuild Committee at Habitat for Humanity, Sonoma County. He brought up a common concern that homeowners in Coffee Park, for example, are being encouraged by local governments to essentially rebuild the houses they lost, perhaps missing an opportunity for greater fire safety and other improvements.
1,300 homes destroyed in Coffee Park, 1,300 individual land homeowner families who individually need to make a decision about what they're going to rebuild. And there really is no overriding policy to shift the style of construction that was used in Coffee Park. And what's being put forward by city and county right now is that they will fast track permits if you rebuild essentially the same house that you had, but just upgrade it to current code.
As a final point, Keith Woods and Robert Eiler emphasized that labor shortages aren't just in the construction trades.
Yeah, but they opened my eyes a little bit, Robert, when I talked to city and county people saying, you've got a shortage of workers in your world. We face the same thing in government.
Yes.
We don't have enough
permit
people and investigators and people that are trained plan checkers. So they've got their own problems.
They do. And Keith, that's a really good point. And let me just add to what Keith just said, because one of the things we need to recognize, too, is that training is necessary throughout the supply chain on this issue. It's not just in the construction side. It really is every single domino that's going to fall in terms of inspections, in terms of county and city permitting processes, architecture, design, appliance installers. The whole gamut is now unfortunately in need of labor.